Now it should be of somewhat appropriate levels. It is three times the size it was before.
Okay. 3, 2, 1, go!
Oh.
Yeah, mine's pretty good.
That was loud.
Yeah, but it was still well within my. Yeah, this is good.
But see, then you need to
Okay.
talk at like a normal voice and see what that records at.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
Because if it's just
it's
a
still
little
pretty
blue
good at.
squiggle, I'm gonna be angry.
No. It's a medium blue squiggle.
It's a squiggle.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep. Even me being like, oh, okay, here comes the part where Craig rigs the Deadpool dailies.
And
Is it?
everyone
Yeah,
falls
that's.
asleep because it's really boring.
Yep. Now that's you got the most energy at the head of the show, so
Oh.
I'm ready. I'm rolling.
All right.
Everything's gonna go good. I think I have
Rolling with my
everything.
homies. Trying to catch me riding dirty.
Wow, old Sartut immediately in for the win.
It'll just be him, though, so it's okay.
Ha ha! Slugger proves you wrong instantly.
Before the end of the sentence, he shows up and says, "To slap."
A slap it, baby.
What did the five fingers say to Craig's face? Slap!
Cheeseburger.
Just before you showed up, Sluggo, Craig went, "Oh, it's old Sartut. We should start the show. He's the only one who's going to be in the room anyway." And before he finished saying anyway, you showed up and proved him wrong, and then the mocking. And then that happened. What did five fingers say to the face?
Slap.
Slap!
Unity!
Ha ha! Charlie Murphy!
I hit you, Charlie Murphy. I'm sorry, Charlie Murphy. Cocaine's a drug. Oh man, I missed that sketch.
Was just comedy
It
gold.
was amazing every time.
Absolutely legendary.
All right, we're gonna get this thing rolling. It is 9:06 in the
Yeah,
PMs.
quick before one of us
Yeah.
passes out.
Yeah, be this guy.
Yeah.
Greetings, true believers. Welcome to the 401st episode of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I'm the Woolly One. I've got Ray here. I've got Ian here. How's it going?
Okay. Good.
Yeah, better than you.
That's
all I can
I'm sure
manage.
that has to be true.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been feeling down about you
Yeah, well,
for the last 10
I've been
days.
feeling
Not
lots
cool.
down about me a whole lot. So.
I know. More naps.
Oh.
Someone tested positive for COVID last week and still does.
Yeah, 11 days later, still testing positive.
And yet is here to record the show, so whatever grief we give Craig, let's give him credit this week.
Yeah, there was no chance last week. I was barely
Sure.
functional last week. It's been.
He's not just sure he's COVID positive.
That's right. Like I had to like I used up we used up every test we had in the house. Like Erica had to go buy more. And then we apparently she found like the most complicated COVID test I've ever seen. Like there's like a folding card involved, and like the you put the solution in the thing before you swab your nose. It's very bizarre, and like we're trying to like read the directions like three times last night trying to figure out how this thing even worked. I'm like, why is this so complicated? Every other test, you take the stick, you stick it in the solution, you swirl it around, you drop it in the tester, you're done. No, not this one.
Yeah.
Very crazy. So where are we at? Your 7-day 4-star crash of the Titans.
Yeah.
On the 16th, we're going back a little bit. We had Carnage versus Doc Ock. I'm assuming you Carnage your way to victory.
That seems likely. I don't recall, but I'm confident that I would have.
Yeah, I mean, that was a pretty easy fight.
Yeah, pretty straightforward.
Number next was Quake versus Bubbles. Did you Quake your way to victory? You caused an earthquake and went instantly?
You know, same situation. If it's still running, I don't know that I've done it yet.
Okay.
If I missed it, I'll regret it a
It
smidge.
started
It's
Monday.
happening right
You've
now.
got a few days.
All right. Nope, haven't done it yet.
Yeah.
I'll give it a try.
Okay.
I feel strong in my Quake
Yeah.
abilities.
Coming up number next week, you've got the Black Knight versus somebody. That one might be a little bit harder there for you, Ian. The
Yeah,
Vorpal.
I think it's a swing and a miss for
The
me.
Vorpal Bunny.
Yeah, the Vorpal Bunny is going to be your enemy.
Yeah, you're not going to win that.
Yeah, Black Knight. I mean, the Black Knight can take a lot of punishment, but decapitation instantly? Not sure
Yeah.
he's surviving that.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Let's see. In Storyland, that labyrinth thing is wrapping up. That is also with The Hunt is running. The Deadpool, Dr. Bong, some brand new Peggy Thor shards. Placement there is Carol and some Carnage Miles. That's followed up by Hearts of Darkness, Dr. Doom, Carol, Miles. Placement is Negasonic and some Omega Red shards. PvP, it's the anniversary season. Kang, Doctor Strange, Devil Dino in the simulator. Cover Squirrel is running now. Squirrel Girl, Nebula, Placement, Negasonic, and Electro. In the news, we talked about this earlier about making fun of the, you know, symbiote Peggy and stuff, but it's almost as bad. We got Iron Peggy and then Thor Peggy.
Nah, I think that's way better.
Is it? Do we really need more Thor and more Iron Man either?
I don't think I could have handled another spider symbiote situation.
Or a dinosaur Peggy?
Yeah. Well, that would have been on board for that. that you could have sold me on, because that's absurd. And I do like a splash of absurd.
All right. Three-star Peggy is called Iron Carter. It is a hero, Avenger, multiversal technologist. Say that three times fast.
No, thank you.
Of the red, yellow, and blue varieties. The red power is called Working Together 8 Red. Does two hits of damage to the target plus an additional hit of damage for each other hero ally. As you go up in level, damages increase all the way up. Nice and simple for Ian. You hit people with a sword.
Nice.
Multiple times. The yellow power, a good defense, 7 yellow. Creates 3 strength, 9 protect tiles. Those start out pretty small. Passive, if an ally has less health than Peggy and would take 90 or more damage, Peggy jumps to the front to take the damage, destroying a friendly protect tile to reduce the damage by 25% if possible. What does it mean, if possible? How is it impossible to reduce something by 25%? I suppose, is it doing 1 point of damage? Less than 4? I don't know. The destroyed tile's strength is split evenly among the remaining friendly protect tiles. As you go up in level, those protect tiles start out bigger. The passive threshold stays at 90%. No, it goes down to 70%. That's interesting. So you destroy your defense tiles to reduce 25% of damage. All right. The blue power, 10 blue. That's a lot. A quick kip. Create 2 4-turn countdown tiles that restore 1 red AP, 1 yellow AP, and 1 blue AP. When the tiles are on the board, Peggy deals 25% less damage. When a tile reaches 0, Peggy's next match or ability does 125% increased damage. As you're going up in level, let's see, Peggy's going to do 42% less damage, but the ability is going to go up to 170 on the increase, restoring up to 2 red and 2 blue AP, and up to 175. 55% less damage and dealing 175 at the most. So it's kind of a trade-off there. You do a little bit less now for more later.
Yeah, I guess.
Minor battery that converts blue into red and yellow.
Very minor battery.
Yeah, for 10 blue. That's a lot of blue, though. You could be stunning people with that much blue with somebody else. Anyway, 3-star Peggy feeds 4-star Peggy, which will feed 5-star Peggy.
Yay!
She also feeds Melinda May. Let's see. Let's talk about 5-star Peggy. Worthy Peggy. 5-star hero, godlike, multiversal, enhanced deity. I'm very confused.
It says blue.
Yeah, it's one of your things where your brain reboots because the red power says it costs 7 blue.
I don't think so.
So I'm going to assume it means 7 red AP for stiff upper lip. Peggy deals damage to target and sends them airborne for 2 turns. Passive. At the start of the enemy turn, a random enemy takes damage for each charge tile. This deals 50% increased damage to airborne enemies, and damage goes up as you level here. So that's interesting. You throw them up into the storm, and they take more lightning damage.
Sure.
All right. That's cute. Yellow, don't say I didn't warn you. For 6 yellow, create 2 protect tiles. If Peggy's health is above 50%, empower those tiles by 10%. Otherwise, deal damage to a random enemy increased by 10% for each friendly strike tile.
Ouch, that's my brain.
Yeah. Passive, whenever Peggy or an ally takes 90 or more damage, destroy a friendly protect tile to reduce that damage by 15% and create 2 strike tiles.
Strength 1.
Strength 1. Create 2 strength 1 strike tiles. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage, generate AP. As you're going up in level, let's see, the protect tiles get better. Peggy's health is above 50%, empower tiles by 10%. Otherwise, dealing damage increased by 10% for each friendly strike tile. Otherwise, deal damage to random enemy increased by 10%. Yeah, for each friendly strike tile. Mm-hmm. That damage threshold goes to 70. Passive damage reduced by 35%, it appears.
Okay.
So much text on the blue.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a multi-part power. Mm-hmm. The Calm, 5 blue AP. Create two-turn repeater tiles that create a charge tile and deal damage to a random target. If there are 10 or more charge tiles on the board, this ability becomes the Storm. Passive, whenever a brewing storm tile leaves the board, create a charge tile. This deals damage to a random target, up to, still not a whole lot, 223 at level 550, it's only doing 481, but you're creating four tiles. The Storm power, 5 blue for the Storm as well. Destroy up to 6 charged tiles. For each charged tile destroyed, deal a hit of 310 damage to the target. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. There's a 40% chance the target is stunned for one turn. This is increased by 5% for each charged tile destroyed. As you go up in level, this will end up destroying 8 charged tiles, so that's another 40%. So I guess it's 80% chance to stun then at that point for a 2-turn stun. But you're destroying 8 of your charged tiles.
Right, without gaining AP.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's worth it. So there you go. That is the 5-star Peggy. There is the Vintage Valor Vault. That is running the 28th of the 1st. Chance to get Worthy Peggy there. There is a Timeless Treasures Legendary Store. 15% chance to get Worthy Peggy, Professor X, or Doctor Strange. You can buy those for 25 CP each. A lot of words there. I don't know. Have you? Ray probably has some of these. Have you played this?
I have played the 5-star at least once. Yes. I fired her powers to watch the animations.
Okay, how were they?
The animations were cute. They weren't bad at all. I enjoyed them. Does she do anything? I don't know. She didn't, like, she threw some countdown or some repeater tiles out, and nothing really seemed to happen. I did send somebody airborne, but was that with the 3-star? No, that was with the 5-star. Unfortunately, I used it at a bad time. Like, I didn't read the powers. I'm just like, let's fire this off and see what happens. And I sent, like, the last person I had to kill airborne for 2 turns, so I just had to wait.
I've done that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, I can't do anything.
I mean, you know, she does a little bit of damage, but, I mean, I don't have her at any good level, so it's hard to really say if she's really... She doesn't look that good after reading it. I don't know.
All right. Somebody smarter than us, get back to us next week.
Yeah.
Sure.
Anything else in the news?
News.
Yeah, it's been muddled.
No show for me next week. There's
yeah, no show right. Next week. I don't know. There's local news. There's strange local news.
Yeah.
Administrative leave for one of the high-ups at the university due to strangulation of a woman. That wasn't on my bingo card.
Yeah, that was a little alarming.
Yeah.
I heard from reliable sources that there's a boss event tomorrow. That should probably be on everybody's radar.
Oh, right. I did hear that. It's the Quandary event. Yeah.
Oh, so no.
Well, mixed reactions. We haven't spoken on this. How's this Quandary situation treating everybody? Craig is
two thumbs down and barely played it last time because it was too much work.
See, I don't think it's that much work.
I'm not writing down notes to see how to win in a fight.
Well, neither am I. Like, the different nodes that are special, you just, like... I don't know. There are secrets. Go on to the subreddit and do a search for them because most of them aren't that bad. The only one that's really bad is the one where she changes colors and you have to figure out which color you have to match at what time, at what color she is in order to do damage. But I just, aestheticist just mentioned to my brother earlier, just use Quake. It negates most of the team damage that you take when you make a wrong match. And you just make matches then. Just crazy make matches and eventually it'll win.
It'll work out in your favor.
Yeah. So thanks to Cetasis for that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right. Maybe I'll try that.
Generally I would hurt my brain by going, all right, she's black, let me make a red match. That wasn't it. All right, now she's purple. I'll make another red match. No, it wasn't for that color either until I get one, and then I try and remember. All right, red does purple, and yellow does green, and it's
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can try to watch the AP polls, right, when she makes a match.
Right, exactly, right.
But it's just too
sometimes
much.
Sometimes it's hard, though. You get a cascade, and you're like, I don't know which one was first.
Well, that's true, yep.
And, but, yeah, using Quake, that'll make it a little easier to... Because I was just using the characters with the most hit points so that I could make it yep. through. But the other ones all have little... That.
That's wise.
Little things to do. Like the one where you have to do red, green, purple, like you have to do it in a row, it makes the board the same every time. So once you see the pattern, you can just make six moves and you're done. But in any case...
I think I just made random matches and hope for the best.
That you won't win that one. You just so the clue. I don't know if you make a wrong match, it gives you a poem, and in the poem, yeah, right. each line of the poem has a gem, and the gems are ruby, emerald, amethyst, sapphire, topaz, onyx. Those are associated with the colors associated with those gems. You need to make matches in that order, so it has to be. Red, green, purple, blue, yellow, black. And if you go with the red that's on the bottom right corner, like, everything lines up. So if you start with that red match, the only green move on the board is the one that will line up your blue and purple match. So, like I said, once you know what it is, it's not that hard to get by.
Hmm. Did not know any of that.
Again, I went to Reddit, so.
Yeah. All right, very good. We'll see how it plays.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Let's move on then. This week on It's Always Sunny in Xandar, Crystal sets things on fire. And water, and air, and cold, etc.
So we have a 5-star Crystal. She's red, green, yellow. If I remember correctly, there's like a lot of words in one of these powers, but let's see what's up. Some say the world. 7 red AP. See, deal 1,297 damage and create a strike tile, protect tile, and attack tile of strength 43. Passive, Crystal's base match damage is increased by 14 for each type of friendly special tile on the board. Include strike, protect, attack, countdown, repeater, and invisibility. As this power scales up to its max level, you are doing 9,383 damage and creating strength 435 tiles. And the base match damage is increased by 104 for each type of special tile on the board. Elemental activity, 6 green AP. Choose an element. Deal 916 damage to the enemy team. This power's passive effect changed based on the chosen element. Fire. Whenever you make a red match, deal 532 damage. Permanent damage. Mm-hmm. Ooh, permanent. Earth. Whenever you make a green match, Crystal improves a random friendly strike, protect, or attack tile by 50%. Air. Whenever you make a yellow match, Crystal creates 1 random charged tile. Water. Whenever you make a blue match, Crystal restores 549 health. The meaningful part of that is dealing 6,631 to the enemy team. Fire dealing 3,847 permanent damage on a match. Earth improving the special tiles by 90%. Air creating 3 charged tiles. And water restoring 3,973 health. Lastly, we have Inhuman Ambassador. 0 yellow AP. This is a passive ability. Whenever the enemy makes a match, if they have more AP than you in that color, grant a burst of 458 health to the team. Inhuman allies get an extra burst of 153 health. Whenever the enemy makes a match 4 or greater, also generate an AP in that color. Alright, so that will grant you a burst of 3,316 health. Inhuman allies get an extra burst of 103 health. Why does that? It's got to be missing a number. Let's say 1,103. Because it's telling me there's 858 at level 4 and then 103 at level 5.
Well, here you go. You don't want that power at level 5 then.
Yeah, it seems illogical.
I know she is annoying as heck because that power fires constantly.
Yeah, she is.
Jeez.
Oh, this last one that gives you healing and
healing nonstop.
So does that need to be a 5? Is that what I'm hearing? Which one of these other ones is that elemental activity? That looks like it does some stuff.
Is that the green?
Yeah. And it only costs 6. That's a bargain. Yeah. Not like this 7 cost. Outrageous.
The thing about that green is you don't even need to fire it. You have it set to red, and every time you make a red match, it does all that extra damage. And you use her with Electra, who you want to use Electra's red all the time, and yowza.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's the way to go. So let's say 3-5-5.
Mm-hmm.
Says
Crystal. I just know when I run into her in PvP, I try to kill her first.
Okay.
Yeah, you pretty much have to.
I try and get some Shang-Chi criticals lined up and punch her square in the teeth and then move on to somebody else.
And strangely enough, Shang-Chi I always do last because the AI is really bad with him.
Right, but boy, he can punch her real hard.
Yeah, he can. So yeah, 3-5-5, and again, Electra is great to use with her. And add Scarlet Witch for the reduced damage and the her Scarlet Witch is blue to debilitate people and have them take extra damage. It's a good team. And it's so annoying to play against that people will just quit. So it's a good defensive team.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah. I don't have any of those characters playable, but it sounds fun.
And if you're interested, that is actually one of my last synergy segments. If you go to puzzlewarriors3.com and click on the synergy segment, you can see the full list in there.
Ooh, there you go.
Sweet. Hey, Crystal, that worked out. So that's what's Sunny and Xandar.
All right, let's move on to acting. Thank you. There's suddenly music playing in my head.
Yep.
Yes.
I was not expecting that anyway.
I believe Samurai got that added to the soundboard.
I don't know. I just know that I was sitting here minding my own business and suddenly there was music.
It will be edited out. That was a patron only.
Ian, tell me what we got here this week.
Oh, my goodness. We have none other than one of the greatest sheriffs in show business. The one and only sheriff for every season, Mr. Timothy Oliphant.
Oliphant.
So next week it's me. That means today is none other than, you guessed it, Low Energy Craig.
Oh, no.
Get us started.
All right. I didn't pick I suppose he could be kind of a sheriff. He's kind of a space sheriff.
Uh-oh.
I am going
with... Am I sitting down?
Are you? Did you end up with the same person as me?
Oh, no.
It's happening.
There's only one space sheriff in my heart that looks exactly like Timothy Oliphant. He happens to be the paterfamilias of the greatest family in all of Marvel.
He is the father of all the terrible children in Marvel. I did pick Christopher Summers, the Corsair.
The Corsair! Ray, is it a hat trick?
No, it is not.
You blew it!
And to be honest, I don't even know who Christopher Summers is, so...
Oh, he's the reason we have all the other Summers chumps.
Sure. Where would I have seen Corsair?
In the 1994 X-Men cartoon on the Fox Network.
I didn't have TV at that time.
He's been an X-Men from the 70s.
Huh.
Yeah, he's the head of the, they're not called the Spelljammers, are they? Does that sound right?
No, they're Starjammers.
Yeah, the Starjammers.
Spelljammers did sound right, but it was not.
Yeah. He's the head of the Starjammers. You know, he was a human pilot kidnapped from Earth, became a space pirate. He was responsible for, you know, Cyclops, Havoc, Falcon, Cable.
Right.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not familiar with Corsair.
That's what immediately came to my mind when I started thinking about Oliphant. I'm like, oh, he's got to be Corsair.
Well, yeah. I wish I would have had that come to my mind because although I like mine, it's no Corsair. So I actually had to do some digging because I wanted Timothy Oliphant. He has to play a police officer. He has to play a law enforcer of some sort. And there were a couple that, you know, you do some searches and it's like, oh, you should pick a martial law. No, nothing like Timothy Oliphant. But The person I did end up going with was Patrick Mulligan, a former New York City police officer, detective, I think, who was then, in the theme of the game, taken over by a symbiote.
Yes!
Oh, no.
The symbiote was Carnage's offspring, and he became Toxin. I think Timothy Oliphant could do a...
Yeah!
You know, taking over symbiote Toxin. I think it would work.
Yeah, no, I would not doubt that one bit. I could never be
pro symbiote. Sorry.
I'm with Perrin Diak. Wow, Ray went symbiote. No one saw that coming. It's not implausible. Just the move was bold.
It's a bold move, Gotten.
Yeah. See if it pays off. Well, there you have it. Definitely Corsair.
I agree, Ian. Good job.
But also Toxin. So, next week.
Yes?
On this very segment. And by next week, I mean next show. There is no show next week. That'll give us 2 weeks to Marvel fan cast our way to Alexander Skarsgård.
Skarsgård.
Mm. Not Stellan? Not Bill?
Not Stellan.
Not Gustav?
No. Who?
Gustav Skarsgård.
Which one's that?
I don't know. I'm just going off a list.
Oh. No, I only know Alex, Peter, and Stellan.
I love me good Skarsgård.
Yeah, so we're focusing on Alexander Skarsgård.
Let's move on. Willie, what you have in some mailbags? Oh, look at that. That's a classic gift right there by Sam Rye.
Yeah.
The Northman can't just catch him some rays up in the Arctic.
I do not have much. However, it might lead to a discussion. So let me see if I can... This is a Discord thing. I don't know. Let me see if I can copy this over into the Discord. So the only comment I got was actually from our very own Samurai. And this is, if you remember, the last episode we did, it was episode 400, and there was a large discussion about the pie segment because that was a large portion of the show for a while.
Oh, we've lost the edge.
I'm back.
Okay.
To continue the celebration, this week, Loki gave us the ultimate pie segment. I don't know if you've seen Loki.
I did see that episode, yes.
But Owen Wilson and Loki, Mobius. Mobius and Loki go into this cafeteria, and it has nothing but pies. And they appear to all be key lime pie, but yeah, they had a segment where they just sat and ate pie.
Nice.
So the pie segment has caught on in Marvel.
Yeah.
Is that the Autobot?
We are really trendsetters. Good for us. I'm going to pat myself on the back.
I did thoroughly enjoy their pike segment.
Yeah. Although it didn't seem that Loki was really enjoying his pie so much. He just kind of was licking, you know, eating the cream off the top. He didn't really take a bite of the pie.
It was very green. It was like a neon green. A little
scary. It was a disturbing. It was a disturbing color.
Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, it was made by Jell-O.
Mm. Ugh, not good. Not good key lime pie.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the easiest way to convey in a visual medium that it is key lime pie with that aggressive green coloring.
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, but he came right out and said, I'm really, you know, digging this key lime pie.
Gotta let you know it's key lime pie.
Yeah, I guess.
Can't just take his word for it.
Was that it then?
Yeah, that's it. Thanks, Willie.
All right, thanks, Willie.
I got lost in the Discord conversation. Sorry.
Let's move on then. Once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we just,
and
want,
we
to
just
pump.
Want to pump
you up.
All right. Let's dive into some anniversary-free, old-school boosted segment. 3-star boosted characters. Blade is boosted. His black is more damage. His attack tiles are more potent with his purple. And I forget his last ability. Shucks. But he does it, and it's boosted. Doc Ock, his shuffling does more damage if you grab the right kind of tiles, as does his attack tiles and his green stun damage, head smashing. Gamora, red damage boosted, strike tiles boosted. Mystique, her black attack will be boosted. Oh, Rocket and Groot, they're a thing. Better healing, better tiles, a little bit more damage. Going on here in 4-star world. Oh, everybody's favorite 4-star, Deadpool. More damage and healing with his red. More damage from X-Enforcer and those countdown trap tiles for what will do more damage if you can find a way to get rid of them. Iceman, green AoE is increased, as is the damage from building and or punching snowmen. Jean, 4-star, what's she up to? Oh, she's got purple AoE that's good, she's got green AoE that's good, and if they trigger the psychic feedback, all that will be doing good.
You know, I first saw the graphic and I was just staring at it like, Macho Man Randy Savage, I'm not understanding right. Who this is in any
then
way.
Then eventually you saw that he was being interviewed by Teen Gene Okerlund?
Yeah, I did, and then I went, oh, Teen Gene. Then I looked at the next one and I went, wait, what? And I went, oh. Mr. Lava Lava.
Mr. Lava Lava. Yeah, it is. Oh, Shorty, you're my angel.
Oh, my God. Ian, hold on. While we're talking about bad things, there is a new greatest worst reality TV show of all time.
Uh-oh.
It is hosted by the world's greatest Joel McHale.
Oh, he is the greatest.
It is called House of Villains.
Uh-oh.
They took all the scumbags from every different reality TV show, starting with good old Omarosa from back in the day. It's got Johnny Fairplay.
Oh.
It's got Johnny Bananas. Oh. It's got Corinne from The Bachelor.
Mm-mm.
It's got people I've never heard of from shows that I've never even know existed. They put them all into a house, and then one person is the supervillain of the week, and then they vote out other people. So, in week one, they let Omarosa be the supervillain of the week. And at one point, one of the contestants, Corinne from The Bachelor, you know, was just trying to introduce herself to everyone, came up to Omarosa and said, hi, what's your name? Omarosa looks at her dead cold and says, why don't you go Google me? Go away now. Beautiful.
That is not for me, but...
And I still love me Johnny Fairplay. Because his grandma's still not dead.
Nope. Glad she's still doing well.
Sorry, go ahead.
Johnny Fairplay. That's all right. Let's talk about Mr. Fantastic. Recently reworked for the 4th through 6th time. flexibility does some extra damage. Better strike attack protect tiles from Imaginant. And a little bit more health from being Mr. Shoot. Fantastic.
I forgot.
My goodness.
It's got New York from I Love New York and Flavor of Love fame. I'm super excited to see New York.
She the one that pooped herself on the show?
No. She's the one who got her own spinoff show.
Tiffany.
Yeah. She was not the stair pooper.
Yeah, what happened to the stair pooper? Where's her spinoff show? She
disappeared into the annals of television. Hi.
It's debilitating. Mind your business. I gotta finish this segment. Captain Falcon is boosted. Protect tiles will protect ear, better buffing, and that super expensive dive bomb will do super expensive damage. All right. Daredevil, the 5-star variety. Let's see, is yellow makes bigger strike tiles, self-heal going up, more bonus damage from purple, and countdown tiles are damagier from the green. Doctor Strange, his crimson bands do more damage, and the passive retaliatory damage from the flames of the foul team. And the more active damage if you actually fire that ability eventually. That looks like Gambit.
Does it?
Countdown tile damage. What's that? No. But I get it.
Yeah.
I was reading the powers. That at least tells me that it's Gambit. Countdown damage and charge tile damage are going to be improved for both purple and red. And Star-Lord? Yeah, Star-Lord. He's a guy. So the Milano with a bit of both is doing extra damage and extra healing from something good. Let's see what Samurai recommends. He says there's going to be another exciting Quandary boss event this weekend. And, there'll be some PvE. Let's see. At least it's easy sailing in 4-star with Bobby and Teen Gene boosted. Okay, yeah, there's still a thing. I like that. 5-star players have Doctor Strange to deal with. Oh, all the hand goons in Heart of Darkness. That's wise. Doctor Strange needs to be played more often. I support that. This Samurai Says segment was excellent. Thank you. So listen to me now and believe me later. That's who's boosted. Thanks as always, segment sponsor, Mystify.
Mystify.
And also, what a joy it is to actually have a boosted graphic section back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I was into it.
Ian, why don't you hit me with some pop pop?
Pop pop.
Pop pop.
All right. Ray, correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like this week's band is GOT7.
I am going to... What was the song name? Oh, never mind. I found it. GOT7. Yep.
Yes. What was the song name? You tell me.
Nope. Have no idea, because I just named the file GOT7.
Man, I picked this out like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, wait. I will be able to tell you in just a moment. The the song name is... Na-na-na.
Na-na-na?
Na-na-na. Just three. Na-na-na. I'm going to hear.
Na-na-na.
Na-na-na.
Well, I mean.
Like, na-na-na-na, hey Jude?
No. Not at all.
So these guys had, so they were in it back in the day. Back in the 2014, 2015, they were on the charts. But nowadays, they're just kind of hanging around. Na 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 was a terrible song, and it was the best of all the ones that I looked through. So, enjoy. Speaking of actual enjoyment, let me take you to this week's segment of Pop Pop, which is back to a previous segment, because guess whose local candy store got a new kind of sarsaparilla? This guy. It's called Death Valley Sarsaparilla. It's wonderful. It is... surprisingly dry, and it was really exciting and paired well with all the treats that I got at the candy store. So if you get an opportunity to try a Death Valley sarsaparilla, I would take it. It's still not quite as good as Sioux City, but it ranks at the top of my list as close as I can get without going over. So yeah, thanks as always. That was Pop and Pop for Pop Pop. Thanks as always to Magnified.
All right, have you got Steam open?
Ish.
Okay.
I mean, it's opening.
What?
We're in a transitional phase. It's updating Marvel Puzzle Quest of all games. Why?
Where are we at in the whole rotation thing? I'm going to type it into the Discord here and see. I know that Omega Red leaves next, but when are we looking for that? November 16th. Okay. All right.
Sounds like some time if you still need to close that out.
Oh, good Lord.
What up?
22 covers.
That's too many.
That is way too many.
Pick a number smaller than that and open some.
Am I going first?
I don't know. I'm still loading the latest update.
I think I'm doing 10, so.
I guess that's what I'll do.
All right.
Okay, why don't you go, and then I will punctuate it with a 1, and then the other you can go. Ray, go.
All right, me it is. We're going to start with the 4-star land with a Shuri. Number 2... is a Hawkbuster. Number 3 is a purple Omega Red. That's nice.
Nice.
Number 4 is America Chavez. Number 5, I don't know who that is. Oh, it's M'Baku. Numero 6 is a 4-star She-Hawk. 7, Domino. Number 8 is a Loki of some sort, just a log, alligator of mischief. Number 9 is Icarus, and numero 10 is Ant-Man. So 1 for 10. I'll take it.
This game doesn't have Sylvie yet, right?
I'm sorry,
what's
what?
Up now?
This game doesn't have Sylvie in it, does it?
Don't think so.
These are on the what now?
That's surprising that it just knows Sylvie. It's the female Loki from the Loki show.
Doesn't ring a bell.
Nebula,
warped enhancements.
Isn't there a...
All right, Craig, you're up.
A clothing outfit? Female Loki? I don't know.
Number 1, Dupe.
Ha!
Black Panther, King of Wakanda. Cletus. Rhino. Scott. Maria Hill. Meh. Mantis. Star-Lord. And I think this is number 10. Moondragon. Whole lot of 4-stars.
Nice. And of course, when you say Scott, do you by chance mean... Scott Summers, son of Corsair, played by Timothy Oliphant?
That is exactly who I'm referring to, yes.
I figured.
I'm so happy you came up with Corsair. That's good times.
Yeah, all the sheriff characters were like thumbs down.
Yeah.
I was like, Timothy Oliphant is better than the Rawhide Kid.
Oh, yeah.
How dare you?
I agree. All right. thanks then to this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is called the Soon to Be Named Network, can be found at soontobename.com. We broadcast alongside several other excellent shows with a variety of different topics so that you can increase your podcasting intake. You can check us all out at the Soon to Be Named Network, soontobenamednetwork.com.
.com.
Lamborghini.
Oh, okay. See, there is a Sylvie outfit. I just looked and I saw that the female Loki outfit was and nothing like Sylvie, but there is a Sylvie in there. It's just a costume for five-star Loki.
All right. Reminder, no show next week. It is BlizzCon time.
Yes. Further reminder, it's around that time. We're going to have some more missed shows coming up here for Thanksgiving. Some dicey things will happen over Christmas, New Year's. We'll do our best to keep being puzzly and warrior-y.
Anything else for the good of the order?
Yeah, Samurai's got it. Get your flu shots. Wash your hands.
Well, a flu shot wasn't going to help me here.
That's true. But the COVID shot, which just became available.
May or may not have helped me. Yeah, you don't know.
Right.
It all depends on the variants. I suppose just with the flu shot, right? You always hope that the variant in the flu shot is the correct one.
It's just like the Loki show. It all depends on the variant.
Yep. Some years you win and some years you lose. All right. Well, thanks everybody for joining us this week. Comment suggestions, please shoot them over to Ray and fill up Willie's mailbag. So he's not just wandering around town with an empty bag looking sad. Any comment or you want to buy anything, please go to our Amazon banner on our homepage. Buy something there and we will get a little love for the holidays ourselves. But that's it. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, I once did the Kessel Ring in under 12 parsecs. Think on that. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.
Yeah.